This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for ADX Digital Marketing Conversation on Monday. Hope your Monday morning's getting started off right. It's kind of cool this morning. It is going to be hot, so be ready for that. And we've had a great weekend, beautiful weather. How was your weekend? Brian Prowitz is in the house to talk to us about ADX Digital Marketing.
Hey, Meg, I had a great weekend. Thanks for asking. I was up Saturday morning at 8 o'clock weed whacking and mowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I knew it was going to be hot. And now I got back at all my neighbors for their fireworks. So I felt good about that.
No agenda there.
We got the splash pad out for the grandson, who's just a little toddler guy.
Right.
And something funny happened. So he's been playing with bowls, B-O-W-L-S. It's okay. We got these colorful plastic bowls. And we threw those out in the water in the splash pad.
Right.
And then I explained later to my wife that he got all the bowls out. And she had to ask me what word was I saying. Was I saying ball, boil, or bowl?
Well, I wasn't going to do that to you on air, but okay.
I'm thinking, I'm getting an accent.
Yeah, oh, balls.
I think it's showing up.
Oh.
Was it a shrimp bowl? Was it a
shrimp ball?
Seafood bowl? No, it was
a balling
bowl. B-O-W-L. So
doesn't take long, does it?
Michael, who yelled at me for saying crawdad, I know better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning some.
Learning. You're dropping your G's.
I'm learning
Look at that.
Verbiage.
How about, see, do y'all hear that? He dropped his G. That's a sign right there. Learning, doing, being, and seeing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a great weekend.
Welcome to the club, Southern boy.
Yeah, well, I think other people need to make that distinction, but
that's okay. I have a little book. I'm going to give it to you. It has all the Southern sayings and what they mean.
Somebody
you know?
Said cheering to me. Cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Like C-H-E-E-R-I-N.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And no, she was saying children.
Cheering, yeah.
Children.
I got now, the cheering at home.
I've heard cheering, but not cheering.
Mm-hmm. As in?
Like Ed Sheeran?
I was thinking of cheerleading.
Yeah, cheering, that's what I was thinking. No, she was saying she had to go get her kids.
And okay.
These are things I'm learning.
Okay, well, I'll have to get you the book of how to speak Southern. I have it, and it's got a whole bunch of phrases in there.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
It's awesome.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah, well, you know, hopefully one thing I can teach you folks is about digital marketing.
That
while
you can.
I learn from you about how to I'm learning, getting learned about how to speak the language and the verbiage around here, so...
Okay, you'll be all right. Well, I'll help you in that department if you help me with the digital
side. I have you with me all times.
Okay.
You
know? All right.
So, well, yeah. Also, by the way, I got a new griddle outdoor cooking device.
Oh.
Whose brand name will remain silent for now because, you know, they don't pay us any money to advertise. But anyway, I'm a barbecue grilling guy.
Really?
Oh, big time.
They do that in Oregon?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Nice. Yes, but mostly we just kill.
It was right
what we,
there. I couldn't
we
help
just
it.
Cook what we kill out in Oregon.
That's
kind of like actually, this area is much like where we came from in Oregon,
really?
Southern Oregon. Yeah, very rural, lots of forests. Hunting and fishing was the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Nature was the jam for sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so grilling
very similar actually.
All right, grilling with no G
all the time, all the time. Yeah, what I did learn though around here is that there's a difference between a cookout and barbecue. Barbecue is
a noun.
Mm-hmm. It's not a verb. You're not barbecuing.
Right.
You're cooking out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I'm
from, barbecuing is a verb. And I'm still working on that stuff.
Okay. Well, there's a few, nuances, Southern nuances.
Southern nuances. I love it. I love it. I love it. So the reason I'm taking that little... little diatribe.
You mean there's a method to your madness?
A little, occasionally, about twice a year, and you caught me on a good day, is we have a couple of new things that we can offer our clients when it comes to digital targeted marketing. And the reason we're talking about digital targeted marketing on a radio station is because ADX Communications, the four radio stations that you know and love, News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, Sports Radio 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5, all attract a certain audience. We have salespeople who have been spectacular in selling radio for years and years. And as you analyze audiences and branding and awareness and how to move the needle for business, digital becomes a big part of that conversation because we're kind of already in that mindset and that thinking. That is the area of expertise that we already bring to the table. When you add digital as a potential platform, and we have 19 different versions of digital targeted marketing from pay-per-click and SEO, which is where a lot of people's minds go, to things like social mirror, which I'm going to talk about, and display ads, basically pinging the cell phones and devices of the target audience in order to move them to action to spend money at your business or for your nonprofit event or your whatever you've got. So that's why digital ends up this conversation we have when we're talking radio.
Mm-hmm.
But we got three different things to talk about that are new concepts to how we can target audiences on your behalf. And the first one is website retargeting lookalike. This means when people come to your website and leave, we can follow them with your ad. Now, that's old school. That's been around a long time. Website retargeting, not that new. But lookalike website retargeting, now that's something to think about for just a minute. This is a bit of a game changer. And I bring up my grill because I definitely was looking around at that brand to see who sold it. By the way, I did not buy it on Amazon. I went to a local place and I bought it from
good for you.
Right
support
off the
local
floor.
Business.
They loaded it in my car because that's just the way I want to roll. So as I was looking at that brand and checking out websites and going to different places, now, website retargeting means once I hit that website and then went about my way, I would start seeing ads on my phone and on my devices. Mm-hmm. We've all experienced that. Amazon's especially spectacularly famous for that. But in this case, imagine this. I have a certain set of demographics, my age, my income, even to some degree, I'm a sports fan, mm-hmm. like the stuff I look at.
Right.
Okay. Now, there are thousands of people who also fall into those same categories.
Sure.
Who may or may not have visited the same websites I have.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, after I was on the website and went about my way, we could, if we were using website retargeting lookalike for that business, not just hit me with ads, but hit everybody who falls into the same categories as I do. In other words, create a lookalike audience off of my info, my demographics.
Mm-hmm.
To hit other people like me who probably, since if they do all the same things I do, might be interested in some of the same stuff that I'm interested in.
That's amazing.
Website retargeting lookalike, one of the new tools we have
mm-hmm.
in order to hit your target audience. Because if one of me went to the website, then you might want all the other people like me out there.
Of course.
To draw them in. Okay.
That's great.
So that's number one. Number two, we have a thing called content targeting. Now, up to this point, we have always said, give us the demographic and maybe some of the psychographic information for the target audience for your business or your service or your product, and we will hit all the places that those people go. Now, if you say, yeah, but I only want sports fans, we can now start picking out just that content. So if you just want sports fans, we can send, and I'm going to talk about exactly the details about how that works. And here's another thing real quick where I know we're going to break. When you call, when you want to start the conversation, you don't have to fill out a form to get started. You can actually talk to somebody right away. And his name is Jeff Wayne, and he can start the process for you. 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Jeff Wayne is the contact to start the conversation about digital targeted marketing so we can talk about website retargeting lookalike and content targeting and all the other cool whiz-bang things that
and
we were just
chatting
about.
And there's more, and we'll get to it in just a minute right after the break with Brian Prowitz and ADX Digital Marketing on Pep Talk. If you got a question, 850-437-1620. Happy Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Talking with Brian Prowitz. He's one of our ADX digital marketing consultants, and he can help you get started on digital advertising. If you're not doing it, you really are missing out. It can really help your business grow.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And here in a couple of minutes, we'll talk about looking ahead a little bit. Always trying to help people get ahead of the calendar so you can be strategized.
We know what you mean.
Focused.
Strategically strategizing.
Speaking of all the dialect stuff from earlier. But a couple of things, a couple of other the new elements here that we're able to offer to our clients. A thing called content targeting. Placing your ads by matching them directly to relevant online content, articles, websites, and topics your ideal audience is actively consuming across all devices. So we can find that relevant content they're looking for, contextual matching will match your ads to that content and then place your ads near that content that you want to be focused on to hit your target audience. So that includes relevant placements and higher engagement and a stronger brand alignment, because you are putting your brand in front of the target audience you know exists already. If you combine that with our AI targeting, oh my gosh, that combination would be just absolutely spectacular. Now, content targeting also from connected TV. So we talk about streaming television. In other words, the people that watch TV off of a stream. If you have to log in to watch television and you're connected to Wi-Fi, that's connected TV. And a lot of connected TV content, like targeting ability, is actually limited. One of the things about digital targeted marketing, and if you're talking to several different people that sell digital, and there are a lot of us in the market, one thing you want to know is, where will my ads go? Some stay very proprietary. Others go out into the world the way they should. And that's one of the questions you want to ask, but also about targeting. Like, how targeted can I get with this connected TV? You might be surprised the difference between providers when it comes to that. So we can place your video ads only on 100% connected TVs, aligning your brand with specific TV networks, genres, channels that you know your ideal audience is actively watching. Again, that might be all news. I just want all news. Or I want all sports, or I want all cooking, or all travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get very specific on that. And the reason I bring up AI is because then AI targeting will go out there and start eliminating the people that are not responding to your ad and focusing your ad on the people who are responding to it. And
that's pretty nice. So you don't have to do that yourself.
Right.
Wow.
Over time, it just drills down to the point where you're just advertising to people that are clearly going to interact with your ad.
That's
all
amazing.
All of this stuff is all possible. And I know it gets deep really quick. Like, I imagine you're driving in your car. I'm pulled over, completely locked into every word I'm saying. And you still don't understand all the stuff that's going on here. And that's why we want to sit down with you, give us a half hour, 45 minutes of your time to be able to get to know your business better so that we can start offering solutions to targeting your audience wherever they are. Geographically, we always start with geography. And then we get into interests and demographics and all that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing we don't talk much about is, if you'd like to know more about who your audience actually is, even though I know as a business owner, you feel like you know who your audience is, you might be surprised. We can do some research to tell you a lot of demographic information, from income to the number of kids, possibly, just a lot of demographic information that's available based on location and activity and behavior online, that is what we use to target. So we want to sit down and have that conversation with you. It starts with a call to Jeff Wayne. You don't have to fill out a form on an internet website. You just call and you end up talking to human beings right off the bat. 850-262-6000. Call and ask for Jeff Wayne if you want to start talking ADX Digital Marketing.
And it's not too soon to be thinking about a plan for the fall and what's coming up towards the end of the year, that fourth quarter. It's not too soon. I mean, now is the time to take a look at that, right, Brian?
Have you been to a big box store in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, I know. I already got a Halloween up there.
Halloween and Christmas is
yes.
starting to pop.
Yeah, already.
The people are already buying the lights for the house and stuff.
So,
well, I don't know if they're buying it yet, but it's on the shelves.
Well, I mean, it's time to sit down with one of our consultants and certainly with Jeff Wayne to get started. And then you don't have to buy anything necessarily, but have a plan. Yeah. Figure out what you want to do.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, the digital world is changing everything, and it's real important to stay with that with your business, or you'll be left behind. I can tell you that.
Truly.
You'll be
yep.
left behind.
Yeah, yeah. It's now is the time. Let's look at it from the point of view of being strategic about what's coming up next. The worst thing, and I know a lot of people live in this world, the worst thing is it's the last second thing you think about. Oh my gosh, it's November all of a sudden, and you don't have a plan really for Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get late, and then what can we do at the last minute? And that's never the best way to operate. It's always better to start ahead of time. And we run our campaigns for you. The 3 months is the minimum we want to run, because it takes a little bit of time to get some traction in most of the campaigns. Really, a perfect length of time is 6 months. when all the stuff that we learn throughout that time can really begin to move the needle is that second half of a six-month campaign. And right now would be the time to start a six-month campaign if you want it to be really cooking when it comes to the holidays.
You could start at August 1st, right? Coming up, it's this Saturday.
If Nadia is on her game, yes. August 1st.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got a question coming from one of our listeners, and we got just enough time to get to it. What does it cost per month to get started with targeted digital advertising, and should I stay with your company? That's a good question.
Yeah, well, everybody always wants to know that, and that's why we need to sit down and talk to you, because your geography, your target of your audience, the perfect way to get to that audience, all of those things affect the amount of money it's going to take to effectively run the campaign. What I would say is that there might be really inexpensive ways to go about doing this, but it's also a great place to waste money if it doesn't have the ROI that you need it to have. So that's all part of it. It's so important to sit down with somebody who isn't just going to sit there and try to sell you something. You want that person to work with you and to know your company. And that's why we want to sit down with you. And why would you work with us? Here's the best compliment has come in here recently.
Okay, let's hear it.
We recently signed up a new client, and they said working with you guys was more about learning about this rather than being sold something. And of all the people that we talked to, we appreciated the way that you went about talking to us about this so that it didn't feel like a sales pitch the entire time. There was a lot of education involved. You clearly cared about our business and succeeding, and that's why we got that business. And so I would say, among a few other things, I mean, we are extremely local. We're right here in the community, and it starts with a phone call to Jeff Wayne. I mean, it just from the very first question off the top of your head, having somebody who can sit down and talk to you and answer that, who's here in the community, who knows this stuff in and out, that's ADX Communications. We're locally owned and operated. We care about your business. We want to win with you because we're a local business too.
And what you're talking about is, do we build relationships with our clients?
Absolutely.
Partnerships, relationships, it's all about the community.
And that's some of the most satisfying parts of my job.
Yeah.
Is getting to know people and helping them win and
Absolutely.
Winning with them. It's awesome. It's
Absolutely.
Really cool. So thanks for the question for sure. And we want to get started thinking about Q3, Q4. The last 6 months of this year are upon us. Let's get started right now. Give Jeff Wayne a call and start the conversation at 850-262-6000. Let's talk ADX Digital Targeted Marketing today.
All right. Brian Prowitz, ADX, and coffee's kicking in, digital marketing consultant. We appreciate you so much coming in on Mondays to keep us informed.
I would not be anywhere else.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian.